When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon.
Are we going to start?
Yeah, you're going to start.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. You guys were doing full-on construction. Sorry we didn't know there was...
Welcome back to the Picnic Table Podcast, where we every week we sub in my grandmother's finest linens.
Oh, I'm Ian's grandmother, and this is my finest linen.
Oh, I miss you, Grammy.
my little bye baby.
Yours were the first boobs I ever saw.
You know, you can still suck dick in heaven.
Kill me now.
Kill me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. We're live from the Hive at the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Wineshank.
And we have a guest today, one of our favorites, one of our buddies. You've known him from all his fucking everything you do. Are you still doing Bye Guys? Bye Guys?
Jordan? Bye Guys is over, but we're going to do a reunion at Skankfest.
Bye Guys reunion at Skankfest. Yes. Ian with Jordan Jensen.
Yep.
Fucking everywhere. It's
and
Ian
I have
Finance.
A new special coming out.
April 4th.
April 4th.
What's it called?
Ian Finance, Wild, Happy, and Free.
Hell yeah.
Wild, Happy, and Free.
Congratulations.
Thank
April 4th.
Thank you, man. I'm so excited.
4-4.
4-4.
4-4-2-4.
That's right.
Ooh, that's a good date.
It's a good date.
I know. That's why I picked it.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you pick a date. Dates are important, man. They could change your life.
Can they?
You pick a 4-6, you're out of here.
Yeah. Are you into numerology?
I think some dates sound better than others.
I know you're bad with numbers because you really struck out at the craps table in Vegas when we were down there.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh.
Big time.
Probably because you were there.
No, and then you yelled at a woman for not giving you water.
Bitch. You know
what?
Hold on.
Oh, wait, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
First of all, wait.
You two really had quite a good time in Vegas.
First of all.
At one point, Kim couldn't speak words.
When was that?
It was like a lot.
Okay. That's the thing. Ian's sober at Skankfest.
Oh, so he sees it all.
He sees it all.
I see it. I remember it all.
Ian
baby.
Remembers everything.
I want to clarify. I'm not the type to yell at a waitress, but this cunt deserved it.
You were that night.
Good.
You really settled into something you claim you never do. Thinking like a glove.
Ian, how?
Yeah, tell them what happened. And don't make me look bad. Tell the fucking truth.
Well, Kim,
make her look bad if
Kim
it's the
stumbles
truth.
Up to the craps table. She knocks over
there.
A bunch of people's
always
chips.
Lying.
No. And then
I've
heard the woman. I heard the woman at the table go, "Oh, you're back for more pain." And I was like, "I wonder what that's about."
No, this is not what happened.
No. Okay, you tell it.
I'm at the craps table. Playing craps for a long time, putting my money in. These fucking bitches come by every 2 hours to give you a drink. They don't want to give you the free drinks. They just say that they want to give you free drinks, but they come by every once in a while, so they don't give away too much, you know?
I love how angry you are right now.
I'm pissed thinking about it again. So then I'm at the craps table, and I start getting this feeling. I don't know if you guys get this, but sometimes when I'm thirsty, I'll get this anxiety. Like, if I don't drink water in the next, like, 30 minutes, I'll pass out and die. Does anybody get that?
If I'm high,
no.
Were you stoned?
Yes.
Okay.
And on mushrooms
like
and on acid.
Stumbly bumbly word time.
Oh, yeah. So if I was on mushrooms and acid and I had no water.
So, yeah. And I'm trying to keep my composure at the table. So in my head, I'm like, I really need some water. The lady goes, "Oh, she's coming back around to take water orders soon. And then you can get some water." I'm like, okay. I'm waiting. I look up. I see Ian. And she's over with Ian taking his order. I'm like, oh, she's here. And she kind of is like near Ian, but her body's leaning away. Like when she stops writing his order, she's going to walk away.
Right.
So I walk over and stand and just wait behind her. not knowing that when you're at the table, you're supposed to wait and they go around to every person.
Okay.
I just wanted to catch her before she left because I was so fucking thirsty.
Okay.
And there's no water. They hide the water in the casinos from you. There's no like fountains. And then I go over and she turns around and I go, hi. And she goes, oh, I don't like this at all.
No.
That's exactly what she says. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to order a water. And she's like, I'll get to you. And I was like, why are you being rude? And she's like, I'm not being rude. I was like, you are being rude. I just wanted a water. I didn't do anything to attack you. Why are you being rude to me? And she didn't say anything. And then after that, I was fucking pissed. Because she like humiliated me at the table. This was in front of a bunch of people. She was like, I don't like this. And then I felt like the weirdo. I was just trying to get a water.
And, it almost seems racist.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like this.
It was. This fucking
and
old
Sarah's
bitch.
And Sarah's very knowledgeable about that.
I was at the strip club, haven't touched my
black girl's hair.
Yeah.
One thing led to another.
My fingers are combs.
Let me help you out.
So, by the way, this bitch is like a server in a crop top, and she's nearly 67 years old.
Old, yeah.
Old, been doing this for years, just like pissed that she's there. Not my problem, gotta say. So then I go back, and now I'm fucking pissed, because you know I don't like getting embarrassed. That's like
Well, that's her number one rule.
May I say, I didn't perceive it as her doing it in front of everyone.
She did
because... It was kind of like to you.
No.
I didn't know that everyone else
Can
saw
I tell
it.
You why I knew? Because the dealer was on the other side of the table, and when I went back, the people on my side of the table treated me like I was a kid that they watched get hit. They're like, it's all right. She'll come right over. Like that, and that kind of did something to me that fucking made me
That's
angry.
Great. Oh, yeah.
And then, so I could see her coming down the line, so now I'm playing. I'm so pissed I put another 100 in. I get like a stack of chips. And she comes over, and she's like, can I get you something? I go, water. And I just throw the chips. And then when she brings the water back, I snatched it and didn't tip her. Because she's a bitch. And I hope she's watching this.
She's definitely watching this.
No, she doesn't own a computer. or a TV.
But yeah, I was a bitch to her
Wi-Fi.
After she was a bitch to me.
But can I tell
I
you
care.
Something?
Yeah.
Whenever you talk about gambling, it's always like doors are opening, you're making money, everything's great. But then Ian came in and said you had a rough time at the table.
Well, yeah, I never
hear about you losing, sister.
Yeah.
I don't
Did you hear about
gamble
her begging me for more money?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this year at Skangfest, I forgot my debit card at home. So the whole weekend, I was chasing my friends being like, can I Venmo you for 100 cash?
Total addict behavior. Just give me one Venmo, go on. And a water, I need it.
I
was like,
100.
No. She's like, you won the boyfriend game. Act like my fucking boyfriend. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I did forget my debit card at the Skangfest. It was actually the hardest thing
you
ever.
You left it where?
I left it at home.
Oh, just, what a nightmare.
And then when I got onto the plane, I realized it was too late. And, like, once you're there, you can't go to the bank. Like, you can't go to Wells Fargo during Skankfest.
Yeah, I would. You know me.
I know you would. I love
an errand. Ian, I love running errands.
They don't have banks or green vegetables in Vegas.
No.
It's the hardest thing to get a hold of.
So yeah, I was going up to my friends being like, can I Venmo you? And I was even like, like a real fiend. I was like, I'll give you $20 extra if you just do it right now.
I'm going to win. I'll give you extra. I'll give you a taste. God. It was a lot.
So what?
But it's so funny because when you talk about gambling, it's always so positive.
I usually win.
I know, but you always say that you win and doors are opening and you're like a divine feminine energy at the table.
I am.
That's what she says. That's what she says.
Oh, there was an energy.
Charles, bring my phone.
I'll tell you.
I'm going to call TJ Miller. Yeah.
You're not going to call TJ Miller right now.
TJ Miller sold
it was
my divine.
It was divine feminine. If the woman we're talking about is Miss Piggy.
No, because when you left the table and TJ Miller came, something changed.
Oh, so you're blaming Ian?
Yeah, now.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah,
TJ Miller being your good luck.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little positivity
She's
in the
like,
form.
Say it. You see what she just said? Charles, get my phone. I need to call TJ Miller to prove I'm good at gambling. Yeah.
He knew. He saw it. I got on the craps table with TJ Miller. He said, oh, wow, I should gamble with you more often. You have
Both
such good vibes.
You and him were not speaking English.
I like right now. I feel like an ad should come up. It's like if you or a loved one have a gambling
addiction.
Please call this number. Right?
I'm fine. I don't even care if I never gamble again this week.
Do you guys take teeth?
I have a grill. How many chips is that worth? I like to gamble. I mean, I would think that you wouldn't gamble since you're an addict.
I don't like to gamble.
Oh, were you gambling?
When I start, I can't stop.
Were you gambling?
Yeah, the penny slots. Made $975.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't even give me a 20. I begged.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Beg, borrow, and steal.
All right. Well, none of us are perfect at Skankfest.
No.
I am.
No, you're not.
I don't drink and do shit.
Yeah, but you're doing bad things sober.
Oh, yeah.
What did you I do that was
speaking
so bad?
Speaking of little naughty, naughty over here, oh, I'm at home relaxing, sipping my coffee and my jammies, feeling safe because you know what? I have friends that don't sexualize me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, God, let me check my computer. Oh, there's the internet, all these pig men. Let me check my Patreon. New subscriber, Ian Fidance.
Hey! I'm sorry! I didn't think you would see.
Well, why did you subscribe to mine?
I did.
Are you on a Patreon?
Yes!
Because you're not showing your butthole.
I'm
not showing the
hole. Oh, you are? I know, and I need to unsubscribe. I thought there was going to be hole. You are?
Not
you
the show full hole. Not the full
it's
hole.
It's close. It's the,
really?
It's the latex around.
Ooh.
I have fun stuff on
I
there.
Love
but it just hurts my feelings. Obviously, you're playing favorites.
I didn't know you had one.
Well, you know, the thing is, he didn't know that I would see his name because I texted mm-hmm. him. I said, did you just subscribe to my Patreon? And he said, oh, shit, it shows the name. So,
I thought it was like OnlyFans.
Sometimes you feel safe with your friends. Sometimes you feel even safer because
well,
they're paying your bills.
Look, you
waiting
told
for
me
Ian
you
to
needed money, and I'm a man of my word. I couldn't give you the money at Skankfest,
yeah.
So I thought I'd give it to you in increments.
See, he's a good guy after all.
What
about
can you do? I will say, I looked that day, and I have not looked since.
Well, yeah,
that's not,
right.
That's not a good ad.
Fellas, it's not worth
no!
it.
No! We're going to have to cut that out.
I
That's
mean, we
money
all
maker.
Have Instagram, okay?
Tell them the
wow.
truth. No, because I don't put thirst traps on Instagram. If you want to see me, you can see other bitches, but if you want to see...
If you want to see Kimmy Cakes' cakes, you want to subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing you haven't seen before. Okay?
Ian!
You! What? But by my new subscribers, it's not on there anymore.
Yeah!
Sorry. Oh, you want me to sell it? I've
Cut
cranked it so
out.
Hard to Kim's Cakes, you wouldn't
hold
believe.
Hold on, do a commercial for my cakes, for my Patreon.
Can you do one for my cakes, too?
Yes.
Thank you.
Whatever distracts from her voice, folks, check out Sarah's Patreon.
Come on.
It's no audio on the page. Check it out. It's worth it.
And mine.
And Kimmy's Cakes will leave you one more. You'll eat, and you'll get... Let's do a redo.
Is this a fat joke?
No.
Do I look fat on mine?
Go to patreon.com/...
Kim Congdon.
To see the fattest ass in all the land. You know the jokes, but get ready to have some... Hold on, let me do it again. Sorry.
What's happening?
I think I'm stroking out. I'm really proud of myself with the voice gig I did at you, and I can't get into roast mode on her. Hey, guys, have you never seen an ass before? Well, get ready. You'll see one like you've never dreamed on Kim's Patreon. Wow. Where she learns how to Photoshop out the cellulite. Dimples aren't the only thing she has on the face.
Oh my god.
She's got them there and down below too.
Oh my god.
Wow. Have you guys never seen a butt before? Crazy. This one's wild.
I hate you. That's our moneymaker. And you know what?
You know what?
Our fans sometimes appreciate it. They mm-hmm. don't mind. Oh, a few bucks a month, it's like buying us a beer, and then they get to see a little ass personalized for them.
Yeah.
If I was a guy, I would
suck that right up.
You can see ass anywhere. It's available
not
everywhere.
Our ass. Yeah,
not
you can see
asses.
You can see like base.
Once you see one, you've seen a million.
That's not true.
No.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Can see basic bitch ass like that show that's everywhere. That's like
let me pop
taunting.
Up an Instagram
sure,
right now
pull
of an
ass. Will it be able to tell a joke?
Money?
No. Pull up
no,
an ass.
No, I'm trying to influence you to show better ass.
Pull up an ass. Will it? Can it tell a joke like mine? Pull up an ass. I can tell a joke like mine.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to hear the ass tell jokes. I want to hear it fart and beg for help.
Ian, that is crazy.
Not beg for help. You're
what if
looking up acid?
What if you just edit?
Oh my god!
What?
This is what he's pulling up. It's so jarring.
It is.
It's like this.
Just wait. How hot is she?
This is a
Does
lot.
She have a dick?
Go over. No, surprisingly.
Just pretty hot.
I know, right?
All right, just all right, pretty hot.
Everyone can't see it, so.
It's just this girl that's on, patreon.com/KimCongdon/SarahWineDrink.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it. There, we get it. She's eating cherries.
We get it. What, you think she's more special than us? That's
yes.
What it's feeling like.
What does she have that we don't?
Such a nicer rump-a-rooney. Look at her.
But is she
and
fun?
She's a little fat.
Do you think she's fun?
You think she's a little fat?
Oh, she's got no
I thought she was a little fat.
Let me see.
Hold on. There's a picture of her that I saved on my phone somewhere.
Can we do this? Can you do this a little
later?
Can you
time? Sorry.
Yeah, the spank bank?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where are you from?
Delaware.
Delaware? Why?
Are you famous in Delaware?
Yeah, he's the most famous guy from Delaware.
Joe Biden's from Delaware.
Oh, yeah, it's still you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got recognized today at a hot dog truck.
Yeah.
walking down the street. For other reasons.
You were eating a hot dog. They're like, I've seen that before.
I've seen this movement before.
On his Patreon.
It's making me horny but sick.
Fuck, dude.
Would you like to buy a vowel? I never roast, but when I do.
The look.
She's been saying that one since 2011. Roll back the tapes.
No, she's right. She is right. It's a good one. I sit on it. I just wait for the time to use it.
It does hit every time, I will tell you.
Oh, that, the look you gave. My God, I'd pay for that if you're putting it on Patreon.
You do want my ass to cry
loose.
For help. Have you ever heard of a phone number neighbor?
What?
A phone number neighbor. It's the person that has the phone number with a number before or after yours at the end. Have you ever tried to call or text your phone number neighbor?
There was a friend named Josh who had a number that was very one digit off from an old man. And the old man would get calls so many times, people thinking they were calling Josh's house, that he would answer the phone. And if you go, hey, is Josh? This isn't where Josh lived. God damn it. And he'd flip out, so we found his address, and we egged his house.
Oh,
and we called him. We were like, hey, we were just wondering, we're doing a survey. How do you like your eggs? Over easy or all over your fucking house, you old man?
No.
You were just haunting Josh's number neighbor?
Yeah, what was the number?
Dude, who that happened to? Lewis. Because you know how he would change his numbers a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, mentally ill people, they have like 17 numbers.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I have
a lot of Facebooks and a lot of phone numbers.
A friend of mine that died, she has, if I type in her name, let me see.
Hey, this is Ian's friend.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's a suicide.
Oh, she was wonderful. God bless you, Jilly.
R.I.P. Jilly.
This one's for Jilly.
Yep.
Anyways.
You should call your number neighbor. How long do you think if you called area codes and where is it, Delaware you're from? Till someone knew who you were. How many of your area codes?
There's only like 8 numbers.
What's your area code?
302 through and through.
Whoa.
Can
you have a little
phone, Sarah?
What's your area code?
818.
Can someone get my phone?
What's your area code?
I think it's my
code?
Jacket pocket
hers
on the chair.
Hers is 321.
321, full of fun.
By the Count space downtown. System.
Yeah.
Countdown.
She wrote by the space station, yeah. So yeah. Everyone in her town has that number.
Because I'm from the space center.
Uh-huh.
And
because you're a space cadet.
That's the countdown, 321. Blast off.
Oh, shit.
What's your area code?
302.
302.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 302. What's
no,
it good?
I'm not saying anything else.
302.
Through and through?
Don't
was
do
that
this.
The rhyme
who
you
are
said?
You calling?
3, 6, 7.
Are you calling
nine.
To see if people
yeah,
know
see
me?
If this knows
what's
you?
The matter with you? We got a lot of that. Do you know Ian?
302.
Ding dong ding.
642-8570.
This is a crazy idea.
Well, everyone's busy in Delaware.
Okay. It's the universe being like, the bit's not working.
Wouldn't it be funny if we did call and someone answered? All right, Sarah, you think of a fucking bit besides your vowel joke from 2011.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, it did. It crushed.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine, you do it.
I have no bits. It would be cute if Ian held the B.
I can hold the B.
Yeah.
All right, hold the B for the bit.
Okay.
He's
someone
not doing
get
it.
Me the B.
I'm not getting up
you
to get
the
B.
B. You're close.
You're
to
the man.
B.
You're the man. We don't have to.
I'm
lift
the guest.
Up.
Get Ian the bee.
I just alpha dog Kim. Hold me. I thought you'd never ask. Don't let
me. This is, no, I won't. You guys.
I won't.
You guys, this is so dangerous. This is.
You can do it. You can do it. See, I saved you. Just stand up and
go. I'll get the bee.
I'll get the damn bee.
Open up.
Oh, delicious. Look at this little buzzing bee.
I'm really convinced that if you guys would have let me try 5 normal numbers, someone would have known Ian. I'm just so convinced.
You want to do one more?
I'm just so convinced, dude.
You couldn't even get through to one.
I know.
It was like
a nice guy.
Yeah.
What's
I thought
Delaware?
That you would like to hold the bee.
302.
I honestly don't think that I could point out Delaware on a map.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, you're stupid.
I couldn't either.
You're dumb. You're both fools.
Well, you're also from there.
Yeah, you're also from there.
Name a state I can point it out.
Oh, no. I don't know.
This is America.
No,
you don't know America?
I don't know so many states.
Can we pull up a blank state map?
A blank statement?
A blank statement. I did not rape that woman.
There we go.
Okay. I can name about...
Okay,
I can
point name her three. Finger.
You
move
can only
somewhere.
Name three.
I know.
You can name...
Okay.
This one right here. That is...
New Hampshire?
No.
Connecticut?
That is Connecticut, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that Connecticut?
Give me an easy one, would you?
No, that's Rhode Island.
Oh, that's Nevada.
Idiot. Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
That was a guess.
Dude, that's Connecticut.
That's Nevada.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this one.
That's Maine.
We all know Maine.
Okay.
Where the crabs eat.
No.
I love a crab.
That
dude,
is
one time my mom's
Georgia. No, I'm kidding. That's
wait, where are you pointing?
Arkansas.
Louisiana.
No. Louisiana.
Oh, whoops.
I had no idea. Shit.
Oh, you didn't know one. I can name 88 countries in Africa.
That's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because one time when I was working as a receptionist at this company,
They were like, name all the places that don't have a good irrigation system.
I was like, Nigeria, Somalia, Madagascar, Egypt.
Wait, point to another state.
Okay. I like that.
North Michigan.
Dakota? No, that's not North Dakota. That's not Michigan either. That is...
Oh, no, Michigan's to the left.
Wyoming. Minnesota?
Wisconsin.
It's I saw Wisconsin. Xavier tell
no,
Kim.
No, he didn't.
I saw. No. I caught. You're a fucking cheater. My son is a liar. What the fuck?
He's not.
What the fuck? He mouthed Wisconsin to her.
Yeah, sometimes you need
help. He didn't phone a friend.
Wow.
He didn't do that for me.
He wasn't saying Wisconsin. He was saying, would you like me not to tell you?
No. He was saying Wisconsin.
No, he said, will you get this right?
Yeah. No, he was saying, Ian is on your Patreon. Currently. You know what? It doesn't matter. We don't need to know the states for what?
I don't know.
For
I
what
think
would
you guys,
I liked
them.
It because it was
I
like a
I think you
fun
guys
game.
Were like searching for a bit. And then I, decided to take charge.
Feed it.
I'm allergic.
Does anyone have an EpiPen?
Oh, God. I wish I was in Vegas cursing out a waitress.
Don't we all?
I'm excited for Skankfest, dude. I'm going back. Did you go to, what's it called? Saggy's with us? At
Saggies.
All. You know, Ian, who are you hanging out with at Skankfest, by the way? I don't really see you much. Like, what are you, with Jordan the whole time?
We went shopping at the Harley Davidson store. That was a highlight for me.
Yeah.
I got
and
a
we
cute
went
jumper.
To the, and we went to the...
White Castle.
White Castle. Ew. You're off in Drugtown. You're off getting fucking loaded.
No, I'm not.
I'm fucking a man about
She's
town.
She's in Drugtown, too. You're in Drugtown. You were.
I was in White Castle.
Sarah, you got convinced to buy
a jumpsuit.
Seven people beaded ties.
I mean, you guys are drug addicts.
No, no, we're not that bad.
No, we're not.
We're not that bad. So what? We do 10, 20, 30 pounds of drugs one weekend a year. You know, you're no angel either. I saw you at the strip club. You ate out a stripper.
I did.
While she was on stage.
Wait,
no, I didn't do that. Yeah. I took her home like a gentleman.
No, you ate her out on
you
stage.
You went home with
no,
a stripper?
I didn't. Yeah, you whore. No. I saved you from your fucking... How many times did I save your ass that weekend? And that guy showed up at the place and I got him kicked out.
Oh, remember?
And I fucking took charge and I made sure you both got home okay.
No, you were
Sarah got kicked out of the strip club too. She wasn't weren't the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a rough night. Guys, I tried to forget about
Skate
Fest 2023 every night, every day of my life. I tried to forget about it, and every day it just haunts me.
Well, that night you didn't try to forget about it because you kept bringing it back up, but you kept entering the frame of the camera going, I'm not a bad person.
I did? Yeah.
What camera? Who's
camera? No, like if we were watching it through a camera, it was literally like, just like out of frame, and then Sarah's head would be like, I'm not a bad person. And then they'd leave frame, and then out of nowhere, I'm not bad. Out of frame, I'm a good person.
And she's doing all this in a grill, in vampire teeth grills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sarah, I'm not a bad person.
I would think that out of the two of us, I would get kicked out of a strip club first.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Skankfest has me on my worst behavior.
Well, it's not just that. It's I feel like Sarah and I have gone to too many strip clubs for
lately.
It to be like normal.
Oh, have you gone recently?
Well, we went a couple months ago.
Is that the worst? We've had
stint?
That's what we got in our eye after the last strip club. It didn't feel good. We both got two steets. Right? I got one on my lefty.
No, I took home a stripper. She is smart. She pays the DJ to not, so she doesn't have to dance on stage. Like a little trollop. She goes around and gives dances and just takes money.
But why does she pay the DJ for that? Can't she just say, I'm going to go around and... Mm-mm. Or does the DJ... Is a certain song that plays and then it's her cue?
Yeah, like it's a Pavlovian response. They hear cherry pie and they're like...
She's like, that's
so
me.
So I was going to men's...
She's my cherry pie.
My show.
No, sweet on dry. Days are like make your uncle cry.
I like
sweet cherry pie.
Like
the song ends. She's like... So anyway, I grew up in Florida.
I like how Ian's like, she's smart. She's a businesswoman about it. She pays out the DJ.
I
like how you got her business model.
Yeah. Dude, you would make so much money at a strip club and you don't even have to take your clothes off. You just have to know how to play dudes and just walk around, be flirty, get money, lead them into the back room, basically do nothing, just talk and listen to them and then take their money.
Yeah, I think someone at the strip club said that they were just talking to a stripper to be nice because they felt bad, and then she came back with an invoice for like $250.
An invoice?
Yeah, like
a stripper
bill, like
invoice
a bill,
them?
Like a bill.
Oh, did she
like
come?
Like with a credit card machine. Like,
shut the
you're
fuck
ready
up.
To pay for
you got
the hang?
An invoice
no
from
way.
Diamonds?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. They got God.
When I was in college, there was a strip club. It was full nude, and there was a stripper, and she had a cherry that was dropped in what seems water tattoo, like a cherry with water drops flying around it, and her name was Wet Wet.
And that's fucking disgusting.
Let's take bets on Wet Wet if she's alive or dead right
she's
now.
She's dead dead.
It didn't end good good.
Yeah, it was a really bad, bad end.
She left her family with nothing, nothing.
Not her whole family because she didn't have a dad dad.
Dude, Wet Wet is the most insane name.
It's a good name.
Woo!
It's a good name.
Oh, God.
It's a good name for a stripper.
Wet Wet.
I think it's my favorite name that I've ever heard on a
what
stripper.
Would your stripper name be? Mine would be Cherokee.
What?
Okay.
We have
to break this down.
Wait.
Cherokee? Like a Native American? Like a chief?
I come out in a headdress. If I was a woman.
What would your song be?
If I was a woman.
What would your song be?
Cherokee Nation by Tim McGraw.
What is that song?
Be a little Chuck Tall. Remember that Heem Hall.
No.
Yeah. I keep singing it.
Dude, you got to hear this song by Tim McGraw. It's insane, dude. He just lies about being an Indian the whole time. Fuck. He's like, I take a smoke from a peace pipe. It's like, no, you don't, Tim. No, you don't.
Yeah. If I had a stripper name, it'd be called.
I know mine.
What's yours?
Sparkles.
Oh, yeah, you've said that before.
What are you, a fucking children's clown?
Sparkles. Yes, I am.
What would yours be?
Mine would be. Hold on.
She's struggling.
Improv. That would be coming to the stage. Improv.
Mine would be Saran Wrap.
Give her a suggestion Saran and a lot of time. She still won't give you a joke.
I panicked. My pick Saran Wrap.
Ooh.
Stripper name.
What's a non-binary stripper?
I want to do a non-binary. That's funny. I'm Vesica.
Velvet
Aurora.
Serenity Sparkle. See, I was on to something with Sparkle. I told
Scarlet
you, that's
Tees.
Me. Mine would be Serenity Sparkle because I almost got a tattoo when I was 18 that said Serenity. Thank God I didn't, but yeah.
That is you, Serenity Sparkle.
That's me.
I don't want any
You're
of
just
these.
Waiting to go to rehab so the Serenity tattoo makes sense.
Yeah.
Not all of these are really bad.
Stardust Nova Raven Strike?
That sounds
what?
Aggressive.
Ember Midnight Fall?
I like Stardust Glitter Beam.
Yeah,
I don't like any
I'm
of
them.
These
one.
Sounds like My Little Ponies.
Yeah, I mean, these sounds like
fun,
these sound
guys.
Like teenagers that were molested and then found a Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, those are strippers.
Oh yeah, you're right. Wow, you're right. Zenith Glacier. Oh.
Galaxy Jazz.
Well, I like Draco Tempest.
That's actually a good one.
You
these
guys
are the
are
names
crazy.
Of like
Draco that's your
Tempest.
Favorite?
Oh yeah, these are the names of like every non-binary fan
I would,
that comes
I would,
out to my
shows. My stripper name would be Temple.
What about?
Ooh. But, yes. You treat your body like a temple, but it's more like the temple of
look
doom.
Look at everyone get in my temple.
Look at Serpent
more
Storm.
More like the temple of doom because death will become all ye who enter. I'm allergic.
Fuck, dude. I don't think I could strip because it hurts to dance for more than 3 minutes.
Are you a bit of a pillow princess?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wolf.
Well, I'm more of a
starfish.
No, I'm the opposite. I'm an on top princess where I just like
sit and you don't move. You just go like this.
Yeah, that's me.
What?
Sorry, buddy.
What's he doing back there? Is he smiling?
Yeah, he's smiling.
Okay, good. Yeah, Sarah. What about you? Are you an on top princess? Oh, I know you. She's collared up. Dane walked
up?
Like a dog.
Nuh-uh.
There was a time. I have been.
Walk like a dog?
Yeah. I've been walk like a Ruff. Dog.
That should have been her name, Ruff. I don't remember her name, Ruff.
I had an S&M, a big BDSM phase. Yeah.
Now, my question is, what's going on while you're, like, searching for the leash? Are you just
what
waiting
you
there, or are you like an actual dog? That's
no,
like,
not,
leash, leash.
I'm not,
you
in just character.
That's
I'm not
like, a guy. I just can't say the word walk.
Yeah. If he real says walk, it's over. Yeah.
Don't say park,
she
walk, or
circling
treat.
Circling around.
Yeah.
She just pees on the floor.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow we'll go on a date to the BEACH.
Don't say it.
Yeah, what do you do when they are getting the leash? Where do you go?
You just wait.
You just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like the leash is like right next door.
And he goes like,
right
get on all fours.
You go to the neighbors?
No, the leash is next to the bed normally.
Oh.
The guy that I hooked up that would walk me on a leash, he would just have the leash out.
Doesn't
he really
it. Doesn't it hurt your knees? Or are you walking
no,
on
fun.
All fours?
When he leaves town,
it's
does he have
fours.
To get a sitter for you?
Yes. I have to get a sitter.
Do you bark and go,
Do you ever shit in your kennel?
No, do you bark? Do you have to deworm you?
You have to express my anal glands.
Oh! Too far, Shank. Not my baby. Not my baby getting expressed. That's the Polar Express. That's a different porn.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
The Express.
I don't know.
Do you know what expressing is?
Uh-uh.
Dogs, the hormones taught me this. This is what it
yeah.
is. Little dogs and sometimes
express
big
their
ones,
anal
you
glands.
Have to express their
oh,
anal
yeah.
glands.
Uh-huh.
What did you say? Oh, yeah, like you didn't know, but you knew.
No, I know that, but I thought express was like a sex move with humans, but
yeah,
you're talking
the way
about
you,
dog
that.
Stuff.
Now it is.
Oh, okay.
It was the bit. It was the bit. Mm.
I'd just like to pause on this.
All right, let's get into other things like people being furries. Get it? That was another dog.
Oh, yes.
Yep. All right, I'm out of funny. Yeah.
No, you're fine. You might have to fetch it, but you'll find it.
I'm about to put you in your crate. That's all I have. And it didn't land.
I wish I had a newspaper because I'd roll it up and smack you with it.
I hope you only live to 12.
How long have we been here? Because in dog years, it's been a while.
Oh, fucking A. Fucking shit. Fuck! Yeah, dude. What are you into? What weird shit are you into?
Yeah, Ian.
Because I feel like you're not vanilla.
No.
You're far from vanilla. I feel like you've got, duct tape on your ceiling.
I'm really not.
You don't. Have you ever taped somebody up?
Are you a kisser?
Oh.
I love kissing.
That's so sweet of you.
I think my thing that I've been into now is making out while we jerk ourselves off.
That's a fun one.
That's really fun.
That is fun.
I like good old-fashioned anal. I'm a big butthole guy.
Oh, you like buttholes?
Love buttholes.
I don't like buttholes. I could do without a butthole. Interesting.
I don't mind buttholes if they're attached to the person that I like or love.
I think we could all do without. I think we should all start sewing ours up and start regurgitating the other way.
The thought of sewing up my butthole is sad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you don't want
Feels
that.
Like it would hurt.
I don't think we should have them. They're
not
good.
I think I give off the vibe that I'm more of like a, I guess I could be, like, if you're into something, I'll do it. To make you happy, but if I get like a request of like, what do you want me to
That's
do?
That's where guys get lucky though. You can just do something you're not into to make someone else happy and still have a boner. If I'm doing something I'm not into, I'm just like.
You guys do that all the time. It's called listening to us.
Yeah, it's like self rape.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a
listen? Girls do anal and they don't even really like it, but they like it because we like it.
I don't do anal. Know?
I don't like anal.
Wouldn't it be funny if we just heard your boyfriend packing things up and leaving?
Wait, where'd he go? He is gone. He's gone. Now that I'm looking, he did actually get up and leave. Yeah, dude, I fucking, I'm just done with sex.
Why?
Do you think that people are gonna?
I've been kind of feeling that way.
I like sex, but you know what?
I love sex.
It's actually been better now that I don't even know if I should give these details. It's kind of gross.
What?
Go for it. Now that you're in love.
Well, now that I'm having, like...
A lot of it?
Yeah, and not, like, condom sex.
Oh,
it's
unprotected.
It's actually a lot better.
Unprotected?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not fucking... Well, it's not late-breaking news.
She's saying, like it's like this, like,
hold the
crazy
press.
Thing.
Whoa.
You know what feels better raw?
Whoa. Kim's really break...
Of course it feels better raw, Kim.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well,
you heard it here first, folks.
You're not letting me talk.
Kim with yesterday's takes.
It's not about the raw.
What's
it's about the not pulling out. It changes.
Oh, you're getting nutted in.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the pill?
Yeah.
She's getting her
Actually, I forgot to take my birth control today.
I forgot to take my meds today. Whoopsie.
Something's going to happen weird between us.
I took my meds, so we're good.
Are you on birth control?
No.
Oh. Mm,
I am.
I do pull out and pray.
See, that was my thing. Pull out and pray. You just hope you don't get pregnant.
Oh.
See,
yeah,
that was
but
my
it
thing.
Feels so good to do a good old-fashioned cream pie.
And it's cleaner.
You guys,
it's actually
like
cleaner.
It.
I'm so
I just
the
hate
days
the
of
latex.
Wiping my stomach off are behind me.
I hate the latex taste and feel of it. It's like
Ew.
So gross.
I hate condoms.
They're the worst.
They're disgusting.
I know. And it's all gay people's fault. and as part of me wants
Tell
to apologize
to the war
for that.
In the Middle East. I'm just kidding.
What?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
The bee's flying again.
What's your stance? Pick a side in the war. Publicly announce which side you're on, and then we'll get out of here.
I mean, yeah,
we'll clip it though.
Whatever really ends this faster is Palestine.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, I got a lap dance from a girl, and she was like, you're Jewish? What side are you on? What do you think about what's going on
Wait,
over
okay,
there?
So you've been to a
and
strip club
recently.
And I was
like, yo, what the fuck kind of lap dance is this?
I don't want to talk politics.
This is insane.
I came here to
And
cook.
Also, you missed a huge patch of hair on your pussy. Why does it look like your pussy has an eye patch?
It looks like you need a Gaza Strip.
And is your pussy Middle Eastern? Because I see a lot of dead kids in there.
Well, is your pussy Palestinian? Because it's hairy. Oh,
God. Jews are hairy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Some.
Is your pussy a Jew? Because it's hairy and cheap.
Too far.
All the equipment shuts off. My phone gets shut off.
The bee can't even save it.
Oh, sorry. I just got a text that my bank shut down.
Jesus. Kanye Kim, back again.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow. K-Yeezy, back in the house.
Most specifically, Kimmy C. I wish Kanye and Kim would get back together, although I do believe the conspiracy that he is dead.
What?
She's...
What's that conspiracy?
She finds this shit on TikTok and it's crazy, Ian.
He is. He looks different. He's dead. Kim's been mourning him. He's a different... Kanye West clone.
I bet you think that Paul died in the Beatles, too.
I don't even know who Paul or the Beatles are. Sorry, I don't listen to old white man music.
I do. That's more my wheelhouse, Good. Ian.
Do you
know
think Paul died?
I don't know. I saw Paul perform at
Coachella.
That's
just Kanye smiling
like
differently.
Died.
No, that's a different man. Look, that's a different head shape.
That's not a different man.
That is.
Kim.
Look,
this is just...
Look,
this is,
look at
this
the Reddit
is,
one. Click the Reddit one.
This is some
one.
Shit you clicked
Kim,
when you were high.
Kim,
it down. Not
Kim's
real.
Finally like, no, hey, black people don't all look alike. That's just some guy.
Can we pull this off?
That
Can
is
we,
so
I
funny.
I have real evidence Kanye has cloned. Look, this is it. Real clone.
That is so funny.
TikTok motherfuckers would probably believe
this. You! Yeah. That's
yeah.
you!
Yeah, I believe
everything. You're a TikTok motherfucker.
Yeah, I believe everything I've ever seen on this.
Someone goes, his beard is different. Get this on the news.
Okay, you believe that Northwest was on Super Bowl last night, you dumb bitch.
Well, that's...
You thought
that
Northwest
was, a joke.
Was her.
That
no,
was,
you
so
believed
my friend
it.
Posted it on a meme account as a joke, and I believed it, because it looked real.
What's Northwest?
Yeah, that's what
Northwest
I was saying.
Northwest is Kanye's daughter. Yeah! I'm not a genius. I never claimed to be.
Bzzz. Dude, we're fucking idiots and we can't help it.
Northwest yeah, on the guitar. What is this?
Do you know who Northwest is? This is not going to hit with you if you don't know Northwest. It's no. Kanye's daughter. But that's her. It does look like Kanye's daughter.
It does look her? Like Kanye's daughter.
That's her.
Her name is her.
The lady's name is her. Yeah, I know this is confusing.
It's the artist named her. It's the singer.
This is like
it's us telling our dad
this
about.
This is like a TikTok who's on first.
We're telling
who?
Well, Dad,
her.
There's this thing called Facebook, right?
And I don't like it. Zoom down. Who's this one?
That's North. Kanye's daughter.
No, that looks like Nandi Bushnell, the girl that plays the drums. Type in Nandi Bushnell.
Let's see. Maybe Kanye's daughter's also been cloned by Nandi Bushnell. Let me see this. Oh.
Right? Don't they look alike?
No, you guys are racist.
Yeah, now you're being racist.
You guys are all racist.
All right,
actually,
let's
that
get one.
Looks like
right?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Look.
Yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
look alike.
They do.
Let's get one thing straight. I am not racist. Sarah is racist.
Sarah's okay? only racist by accident. Oh, fuck. All right, Ian. Thank you so much for coming on the
oh,
pod.
Oh, this is awesome. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Doing
you're
it.
Love
thank you so
you
much.
For
excited about
me.
Your special.
I'm April excited 4th. Too, man. Thank you.
April 4th, Ian, young, wild, free.
No, Kim, dumb, stupid. Ian Finance, wild, happy, and free.
Hey,
YouTube.com/BeAnIanPod. Subscribe to that. The link is right there. I'm very happy.
Guys, make sure you go out and support Ian. He's a close friend of ours. One of the funniest people.
One of
know.
The funniest. And the kindest.
Thank you.
And
thank
the
you.
Kindest. Yeah.
He's both things.
Really sweet. Thank you.
Kim.
Where can people find me?
Yeah.
On Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, Instagram at Kim Congdon, KimCongdon.com for show dates, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, patreon.com/KimCongdon, the Kim Congdon Takeover podcast. And make sure you check out my special, Childless MILF, on YouTube, youtube.com/@KimCongdon.
Awesome. And
hell
then
yeah.
you can find me here every Monday on This Bitch, every Wednesday on Shank. Subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineShank. And we're really excited because March 14th, we're coming back to the Comedy Store, the main room, This Bitch and Friends show. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim, Ali Makovsky, Josh Potter, Ryan Sickler, Ian Edwards, and Greg Fitzsimmons.
Ooh.
Get tickets. We sold out. we've sold out every one we've done. And
that's
then
great.
We also, yeah, we're really excited. And then we have another one coming April 18th. So far, the lineup is me, Kim, Beth Stelling, and Whitney Cummings. It's already a fire lineup, but we're going to add some more killers to that too. So
don't worry, we'll get men in there too. If you want, if that convinces you to buy tickets, we'll also
we'll get some more dick on the lineup.
Hey, I know
so you
guys
can feel comfortable.
We don't want to scare you with too much funny. okay, all right. We'll
all right,
see
guys.
Guys,
we'll
next
see you
week.
Next week. Bye. Bye.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, guys.